okay, brains and eggs?
Yeah. And when you kill hogs, kill all my meat, I eat brains and eggs. Well, fella one time, another one come along, he couldn't talk plain. He said, well, come go home with me. No. Said, I ain't going. Said, when you had brains and eggs, you wouldn't ever invite me. Now you got it where you ain't got no brains and eggs, and you always want me to go with you.
That's funny. Yeah. I reckon y'all had hog killing time regular.
Well, cold weather. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd have to get help, you know, to kill mine.
What month did you usually do that?
Well, so when I got them ready, anywhere during the cold weather, except on the full of the moon. Full of the moon, the lard won't dry out good.
Dry
out? No, it just won't dry out as good as it will some other time on the decrease of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people argue there ain't nothing to it, but if they'll try it.
How many hogs would you slaughter at one time?
Well, only what I had ready. If I had two or three ready, I'd kill them. If I had four or five, I'd get help and kill them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put them away. If I had one big one, I'd get help. Kill it. Mm-hmm. I had them down here in these woods. Just go down and get them out here. Yeah. Maybe feed them a few days or a month. Corn them, you know, a while. Before I'd kill them. Maybe go down there and kill them. They're good when they eat their acorns, but they've cut all the timber and all. Now, if they could run out now, they couldn't get fat because there ain't nothing in the woods for me. There ain't nothing for the wildlife to eat. They cut the timber, cut all the trees, all the oaks and things that made acorns.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't nothing in the woods for nothing to eat now.
Doesn't sound like they go about it very.
Yeah, well, they don't. Just butcher everything and plow up the ground. To set out, gonna set it out, gonna reset it. It's a long time it gets big enough to do anything, and then they don't set out the oaks, they set out pine.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make nothing for the wildlife to eat.
Mm-hmm. What the, how much of the hog were you able to use when you slaughtered it?
I'd use all of it if you wanted to. All except the enters, and you could empty them and clean them. And a lot of people are cranky about the chitlins. Now, I don't eat them. We save the head, feet, made souse out of that, and ham and middlings, cock out of the part of the fore shoulder here. And if there's anybody wanted the chitlins, they clean them, you know.
Those things don't smell good when they're cooking, do they?
No, I don't think so. I never have eaten them. I never did.
Mm-hmm.
But we give them away. People come in and clean them for them, you know. Be glad to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Best way to get where there's running water. And then just hold them on that running water. Cut them up in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That running water runs through them, you know. Of course, you got to soak them in and then clean them. Pull that little skirt on the inside next to the food out. Or they don't throw it away, kind of skin it out.
Yes, sir.
And then they cut them up in short pieces. They have a regular chitlin eating up here at Butler, some of the big shots do.
Is that right?
Yeah. I never did eat them.
I think I had chitlins one time. I must have been just about 6 or 7 years old. I can't even remember what it was like.
Well, I just didn't eat them. I know them. There's many one clean here.
Colored people seem to.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Charlie Hill Sykes, he's the man running that IGA store up there. Him and Paul Miller, Paul owns half a Butler. And all of them fellas, they have regular chitlin eating once in a while.
Is that right?
Yeah, just have a time.
Yeah.
Somebody, they do something to fry them, maybe at the school building, or they have plenty of place to cook them. I never